Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Wednesday. I can't believe it. It's October 1st. Year of our Lord, 2025. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:12 and 30 seconds. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I could prove it because the Secretary of War just has told his generals, get your asses in shape. We got wars to fight. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, but lost this year, like Philip Zangi, Falls Township, Frank Zach, Taylor, Patrick McDonnell, Dixon City, Robert Bush Jones, Larksville, Chuck Haines, Jessup, and William Mitchell, Bear Creek. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our amazing, incredible, irreplaceable founding fathers, that the government is not, should not be, and by law cannot be, our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than the necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was nothing that could be parceled out to groups, and freedom couldn't be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensured and codified freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, no matter how they use it. They trusted us to figure it out. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you, because of our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of the morning. Yeah, that's what we'll do. Hey, starting out, I'll comment on the clips I just played. My buddy, Dave Zankner, 22 years at the Lackawanna County in the maintenance department. And he was part of one of the great projects. I just knew we had good people there when I was commissioner. He among them. And we, for a minimal cost, redid the whole commissioner's suite with our own people, not contractors, not anything else. Zank was part of that. He's one of the all-time characters. I love him. So congratulations on your retirement, Zank. And I know you'll enjoy it, your retirement, enthusiastically. Murph let me know that you were retiring, and I'm so happy for you, buddy. All right. So we got, there's so many things that go on in a day. Let's start with maybe it was the last part of the day. Trump had an AI in medicine announcement. And I was going to play that clip, but I said, how many clips can you play? This cute little girl thanking the president for helping her with curing her cancer. And they're investing money in AI for medicine, and which is, by and large, a great thing. And then stepping back, he had the pharmaceutical companies come in, well, specifically Pfizer, who agreed to reduce prices. And I'm like, okay. And before that, you heard Pete Hegseth speaking to the assembled generals and giving them their marching orders, which, by the way, that's what leadership looks like. Leadership isn't patty cake, particularly in the military. This is not some software company or gaming company. Oh, let's make sure we have the right amount of latte for... I listen to people talk about it. I was listening to the morning show talk about it. And I'm thinking, what do you think this is? A gaming software company where we've got to make sure there's enough latte and enough pillows? Oh, and can they play ping pong? This is the most lethal fighting force in the history of mankind, and we are facing some of the most lethal threats in the history of mankind. And the leader, Pete Hegseth, and his boss, Donald Trump, said, here's how it's going to go down. Now, many of you may not understand that. I'm surprised if you don't. That's how it works. And then it is the job of those generals in attendance, as they said, if you're queasy about what you're hearing, that we're going to have standards. Oh, God forbid we have standards for the people protecting the world from evil. If you're queasy about it, you can leave. Quietly resign. If you like it, or if you think you might want to try the new discipline, the new rules, go. Like, it's crazy. You don't even have a clue what the military's supposed to do if you're complaining about what he did yesterday, Hegseth and Trump. You don't even have a concept. You got to remember, though, the Democrats, the left, they thought it was a social experimentation. They were going to make people do what they wanted to do to shape society. Ridiculous, disgusting, debilitating. Remember that insane commercial, recruiting commercial? The girl with the two mommies? What in God's name does that have to do with fighting a war? And there are tons of places, including combat, that the right women are right for the job. And that, to me, that was very clearly pointed out. But you're going to be right for the job. Man, woman, old, young, it doesn't matter. You will be right for the job, and the people alongside you will be able to count on you. I'm listening to the morning show. There's no more hand-to-hand combat. That's not the way wars are. You have no idea what you're talking about. But you're still talking. And because it's Trump, as somebody texted in just now, whatever the administration does, the better the country, the morning show will never be in agreement. Well, yeah, I know. It's sad. It's sad. I mean, my God. I'm not sure what the issue is. And then you've got the government shutdown on top of all of that. So a big day yesterday. So the government shutdown, does anybody feel it yet? Let me say this quickly because we've got to go to break. I really don't want the Republicans to be so histrionic about the government shutdown. Deep down, we don't have any problem with it. And in fact, I've been following this, and I looked up the laws, and I'll try to get somebody that's expert in this to talk about it. But it's going to unfold right in front of us. If there's a government shutdown of any length, the Trump administration is going to use it as an opportunity to dramatically reduce government headcount. We could hit a home run with this shutdown. So I don't think the Republicans should be saying, oh, you know, it's so horrible. You don't believe that, number one. So stop play acting. Don't be them. Don't be the Democrats. Don't be the left. Don't play act that it's so horrible that the government's going to get shut down. We'll just say, hey, they want to shut the government down because they're insane. Because paying the health bills, the taxpayers paying the health care bills of illegals is more important than anything to the Democrat Party. And it is. Their priorities are all anti-American. That's what they are. Remember that. But Republicans, don't be getting your panties in a bunch because the government's shut down. Believe me, the longer it goes, the less people will care. We'll see. Again, Fetterman, he keeps surprising. He surprises with his rhetoric, and he voted for the continuing resolution, which was the only thing that makes sense, no matter what your position is. Now, is the Democrat Party doing what the Republicans have done, which is, all right, let's bring this as far as we can, and once we realize we're going to lose, we back off. We'll see if the Democrats do that. I don't know. My guess is they're going to give permission to certain Democrats to vote to reopen the government in a fairly short period of time. That's my best guess. And they'll get the 60 votes they need. They'll get the 7 Democrats they need. And we'll move on from this silliness. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Let's hear from our great sponsors. A little history, a little music, and then we'll be back. And you could reach this show at 570-883-0098 by calling or texting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Murph tells us this date, 1955, the Platters debuted with their first single. Could you believe that's their first song? Wow. Only You. One of the greatest songs of all time, right? Bob Cadaro back on the program. And, of course, before that, Ford introducing the Model T in 1908. And the rest, as they say, is history. Well, so is that. Let's see here. Butch from Mountaintop says, I don't know why people, the morning show in particular, he puts in parentheses, have an issue with the military saying no more bullspit. We are returning to previous standards. My daughter is in the Air Force right now. She wants to complete basic training at the standard it's always been. She doesn't want the standard to be lowered to ensure she passes. Well, there's who we need in the military. Thank you, Butch. ALTS back at you, and congratulations to her. Not only for being in, but saying, you know, I want this to be right. This is an organization I'm part of. I want to make it stronger. Somebody said, I'm looking for it, that they had two. Oh, here it is. Oh, and then they continue. And just to follow up, Butch's daughter wants the person next to her in the trenches to be qualified and earn the right to be there, not someone who's going to throw a hissy fit because enemy soldiers misgendered her. Yeah. Another texter, U.S. Army Engineer Mechanic 62 Bravo, 1987, 1996. We still had to pass PT tests two times a year, qualify with weapons every year, and make PT formation every morning. It's the military, says Pastor Mitch. That's why you're a great pastor. Somebody else, interesting take on why yesterday's meeting couldn't be a Zoom meeting. Well, you're going to look at assuming, and by the way, that's the other part of leadership. A Zoom meeting has its place for informational purposes. Where I'm going to give you some information. This was in a change of leadership direction. And a lot of those generals in that room are mediocre, period. A lot of them had gotten their way to the top with politics and playing the game. And Hegseth and the president let them know to their faces, the game has changed. This ain't politics. This is performance. This is merit. It's too important for the bullcrap that they instituted, not only over the years, but intensified sickeningly during the Biden administration. You deliver that message in person. And by the way, it takes a lot more brass to tell the generals to their faces the game has changed. Would have been easy to do it on a Zoom meeting. Another listener, my son is a Marine. He left after his 4 years, even though I thought he was going to be a lifer. Because of the DEI bullspit going on. It's short-sighted, but very common. Same thing with my son. They weren't doing anything. Well, I joined the military. And I've got a weakness for the Marines, especially the Marines, to do something, not to play games. And Hegseth laid it out in lavender yesterday. And I hope there's about 50 generals resigning. I really do. There's too many anyway. And he said it. Enough. That was a very important meeting yesterday. It had to be in person. By the way, my mother said, now, this is funny. Only you brings memories, my mother says. My father used to sing it to her. How about that? See that? Romance is not dead. All right. We've got to take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. Let's hear from our great sponsors. And then we got a veterans tribute, the weather, and then you at 570-883-0098.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
If you ever get a chance to go to the Bloomsburg American Legion, outside is a stone, and carved on it, it says, "What is a veteran?" And I add a little here, but it says a veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, peacetime or wartime, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. And we're proud to do the veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by John Basiliga and his great family of companies, including Basiliga Hospitality. Three amazing bar restaurants spread throughout Lackawanna County. The Far Tavern, the great Trips Park section of West Scranton, Queen City Tavern in downtown Oliphant, and the Old Brook Inn, 307. Springbrook Township. They're great places. And there's more. There's fine dining, the best anywhere. The Stegmaier Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre. Aterra 519, downtown Scranton. Philip Zanghi. He passed away September 26 at age 81. He was living in Falls Township. His wife of 61 years is the former Patty Ashman. Born in Scranton, educated in Scranton schools, he proudly served this country in the U.S. Army, stationed in Germany from June 66 to July 68. Prior to retirement, he worked in sales for Fruhoff Trailers and Wabash National Trailers, 1968 to 2014. Made many friends in that business. He was a member of the Waverly Masonic Lodge. In addition to his wife, in-laws, nieces, nephews, especially Mike Slowey, who was like a grandson. Preceded in death by brother Mickey Zanghi and his wife Mary, Robert Zangy, sister Jean Marie Franco, and husband Donald, and brother-in-law Steve Franco. Philip Zangy. Frank Zach. He was 79 years of age when he died September 26th. He was from Taylor. His wife is the former Helen Sklarsky. They would have celebrated their 55th wedding anniversary this November 26th. Born in Duryea, graduate of Northeast High School, Duryea. He earned an associate's degree in business at Lackawanna College. He honorably served all of us in the U.S. Army during the Vietnam War. He was employed as a truck driver with New Penn and then retired from Roadway. Member of the Teamsters Local 220 and 401. Member of St. Peter and Paul Church, West Scranton. He always put his family first in life. Never missed an opportunity to give of himself to others who needed his help. Surviving, in addition to his wife, are his siblings, nieces, nephews, and other family members. Frank Zach. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality. Oh, that means the weather. Storm Tracker 16 forecast for meteorologist Joe Snedeker today, mostly sunny and cooler. It's only going to be 68. Tonight, clear skies, 43. Thursday, sunny, 70. Friday, sunny, 72. 55 outside the studios right now. Yeah, it was a little chilly going from, well, the dog, I'm Chauncey. I don't know, you know, they've got that bulldog, he's a bull mastiff. And they get into a habit, it's crazy. So now 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm out there in the bushes. Chauncey, waiting for Chauncey to do something. And it was chilly. And, you know, then the cold weather wakes you up, and how do you get back to sleep? In any event. Morning, Bob, LTS. There was no DEI in 1979 when I joined the Marine Corps. It wasn't until Bill Clinton established Don't Ask, Don't Tell that it started. The Marines fought that and were last to accept it after they were ordered to, says Rodney. Some adaptation is necessary. Some adaptation is necessary. It just is. I have no problem with gays in the military. By the way, if a transsexual can do the job, fine. But you're not getting special treatment, and we are not paying for your transition. That's yours. That's on you, period. Somebody said, good morning and greetings, Bob, ALTS. I'm trying to imagine coaches Jack Henses and George Curry being forced to incorporate DEI into their football programs. You can't imagine it because it would never happen. Thank you for that point. This is not patty cake. I mean, it's football. It's a man's game. And we got mentally and sometimes physically abused. It was part of learning how to play the game and learning how life was going to be. I'm happy you brought that up. But think, and that pales. Football pales in comparison to what the military's got to face. And maybe you go through a whole career peacetime. Who knows? Maybe go through your entire stint in peacetime. Who knows? But you're there to be prepared. No standards. Ridiculous. Somebody says, the same people have been telling us for the last 50 years that women can do everything a man can do are now complaining because the Trump administration is going to hold women to the same standards as men. Paul from Larksville. Amen. Amen. And by the way, I am sure, I am certain that there's a hell of a lot of women that could get the job done. And you're embarrassing them by telling them they can't. We're going to lower the standards for you. Well, they've raised the standards, and recruiting is through the roof. Somebody said, Bob, don't worry. There were a lot of generals there that applauded everything that they heard because they longed for the old times. Someone saying handing someone with a mental illness a rifle is not a good idea. Well, there's plenty of heterosexuals that have mental problems. And we know that from incidents at Fort Hood. We know that from the Marine who just tried to incinerate the Mormons. It's not unique. We'll put it that way. It's not unique to transsexuals mental illness. It's there. By the way, I want to quickly mention an old friend of mine I hadn't seen for a while. Dr. Michael Aluzzi passed away September 26th. And I caught the, he just had a great career. I met him when he took over the Everhart Museum. And he was always involved in the arts. He was just a truly quality guy. And he just did some neat things. Like he said, hey, we've got hundreds, if not thousands of pictures in the basement collecting dust. Let's do a grand tour. And he hung them all up all over the place. And I went to him and said, I'd like to hang the gallery, as much art as you could lend us in the commissioner's suite to promote art. And I was only the minority commissioner at the time. And you would think he'd be afraid to do it because of the Corcoran climate. And no, he said, let's do it. And we did it. Pretty neat. Michael Aluzzi, you led a great life, and just sorry to have lost you. Sorry to have lost you. Somebody saying, can you see a guy with PTSD stand behind a guy with a beard? Wait, I you lost me. Every day, and then let them have beards now because it's their right once. You sign the papers, you give up all your rights. Oh, going into the military. You just listen and do what you're told. That's what the military is. And then, when you find out that the generals don't know what the hell they're doing, then you adapt and overcome. Somebody texts in, Stepping Stone Paige, that's being our awful mayor, Paige Cognetti. I'm sure a fine person in many ways. She cordially invites you to an open house at City Hall Friday night, 6 to 8 p.m. Pay parking for the first hour. It will be the first time in years that the extra set of doors will be unlocked. Join us and watch the crowd go mild, says Mike Mancini. Oh, yeah, everything's happening now for Paige. And by the way, I mentioned it yesterday. As long as you got me on the subject, I don't have time now, but I want to get back to it. There was a bidding process, and there was a contractor she didn't want to win. She rebid the project for more money. That's a splash pad at Capalsa Avenue I talked about. Bad. She's a hack. With a smile. Ricardo Jewelers watch says 950. Ecclesiastes, the Birds. They released their hit, Turn, Turn, Turn. This date, 1965. Quoting the Bible. Beautiful song. And 1955 this date, the Honeymooners. I mean, it just... It doesn't get much better than that in comedy. It really doesn't. By the way, somebody texting in, did Norman Schwarzkopf meet the height and weight standards? I doubt it. still led the greatest all-volunteer force ever assembled and defeated a million-man army in 45 days. I will bet you that Norman Schwarzkopf would pass the PT standards. I would bet any amount of money. The late, great Norman Schwarzkopf, Stormin' Norman. I'll bet he'd pass. Separate issue, but, you know. Hey, one of the first people I thought of? Because they're talking about, well, Trump doesn't meet the standards. And I'm like, well, neither did Winston Churchill. He did pretty well for the world, didn't he? You could take anything and run wild with it if you're negative towards the deliverer of the message. Norman Schwarzkopf would make it in Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump's army, I guarantee you. So don't worry about that. By the way, I get sent things from Bill O'Reilly, who I still love. And he points out that the Justice Department is looking at 95-year-old George Soros for possible criminal activity. He's giving money to organizations which are creating violence. Never mind the disaster and damage he's done by funding radical district attorneys. Kim Fox, Chicago. Larry Krasner, Philadelphia. George Gascon, Los Angeles. He's literally killed people. And as O'Reilly says, I don't know why he's pushing this soft-on-crime policies as well as anti-capitalist policies around the world and open borders. He's a sickening human being. I would love to see him prosecuted. Would love it. He's a lowlife. Lowlife. Believe me. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. I guess I shouldn't be making fun of shareholders, should I? My Bacardo Jewelers watch says 10:01:30. That means it's time for the news with Brian Hughes.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.